And so I decided to get my little bet in on John Rahm to win the PGA Championship. And I just have that feeling. This afternoon, I was doing a lot of research, looking at stuff about this course. And I'm like, it's a bomber's paradise. You got to be accurate off the tee. You got to be good with your long irons. And John Rahm checks every single one of those boxes. And then I look at the casino odds and 18-1. And I'm like, I better get in there before the show. So that's where I was.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, what should I do? Now I know. 18-1,
mm-hmm.
John Rahm.
Yes.
All right. Now give me a second. We're jumping right to best bets. We can circle back on this.
Well, people want to know the bets.
Exactly. John Rahm, 18-1. And then give me another one.
Okay. So I did three outrights.
I love it.
John Rahm at 18-1 is the one I am most invested in. That's the one where I literally drove an extra half an hour out of my way.
This is where, like,
to get it in.
Mrs. Vegas is either going to be vacationing in Bermuda or possibly
Athens.
Yeah, I was gonna say Hocking Hills, but yeah, even nicer.
Yeah,
and Hocking Hills is nice, but come on, Bermuda? Come on. Go ahead.
This one would be a nice Bermuda trip here with the John Rahm. But my second PGA Championship outright bet is on Ludvig Åberg. Young Åberg. This is only his second major appearance. Another guy who kills the ball off the tee. I actually got him this afternoon at 22-1. So that was my second investment. And then my third one, guys, was in Rory McIlroy. And I took Rory McIlroy last Sunday when he was on the back nine, when he was going crazy in the Wells Fargo. I said, you know what? I have got to get Rory because he's on a heater and he's playing so well. So I got Rory at 9-1 on Sunday on the back nine as he was dominating at the Wells Fargo. I know he's won his last two tournaments, so he's hot. He's feeling it. He kills the ball off the tee. He checked every box. So I'm going Rory, Rahm, and Åberg. Those are my three. And then I also built one lottery ticket bet, Dave, which actually I think is a lot of fun to do for the majors. I actually hit one of these for the Masters, and it is a to make the cut bet or to miss the cut bet. And I did a whole string of guys to miss the cut. Remember, 70 guys make the cut out of 156 guys. So you can do the math. Over 80 guys are going to miss the cut in this tournament. So I'm trying to put this parlay together of guys that are going to miss the cut. So I have Brian Harman, Tom Kim, Lucas Glover, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Rye, Phil Mickelson, Luke List, and Chris Gotterup, all to miss the cut. Those eight, $37 bet. It pays $20,000. It's a lottery ticket, but it is a fun bet. Eight guys to miss the cut.
Well, they say the water is shallow in Bermuda.
Do they?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be fun when we get
there. I'd like to find out.
We're going to find out, and we're going to circle back on that eight-leg bet. Mm-hmm. I love to miss the cut, too.
Yeah,
The hater bet.
Yes.
It's like the under bet with, like, if you do, like, a bunch of player points and you do under, like Kyrie the other night, which was great. He didn't come anywhere near. I had him, like, under 23.5. I think he finished, like, 9 points, which was glorious.
Yes. Yeah, but if you are getting ready for the PGA Championship, I think that the thing that you have to focus on is it is going to be a long course. It's going to be soft because it's been raining, and it's expected to rain Friday and Saturday there. So I expect guys are going to have to be bombers to perform well. Another name I'm going to throw out at you that I was standing at the Hollywood Casino kiosk, and I had this button pushed, ready to invest in this one, but I didn't quite do it. And if he wins, I will really regret it. But I thought about Bryson DeChambeau because he's another bomber off the tee. And I think that with this course setup, a guy like DeChambeau, this is the perfect course for him.
It's funny, Scotty, you say you think it's going to be the bombers, which I don't think you're wrong, but everything I've heard about people that have talked about this PGA Championship, they said it's the ball strikers. That's the guys you need to look out for in this tournament, the ball strikers, which to me sounded a lot like Scottie Scheffler,
of course,
because he's the best on the tour right now. Obviously, there's other circumstances in there and whatnot, but that's the one word I've heard from all of the guys that really are into golf. That's what they've said.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Yes, you always have to be a good ball striker. I mean, now at this course for ball strikers, you have to be 175 yards to 225 yards out as a ball striker hitting irons into greens. This isn't ball strikers that's hitting it 100 to 150 yards into a normal course green. So it's a little bit different than a normal PGA course where a lot of times you're hitting wedges into greens. Here you're talking about long irons into greens. You have to hit it far. Like, that's why in my to miss the cut bet, I basically took guys that do not hit the ball far. Like, I took guys that are good with the wedges and generally on the PGA Tour make their money on short holes, you know, the 400 yard par fours instead of the 460, 470 par fours. Cause you're going to see a lot of long, long holes this week, long par fives, long par threes. It's going to be tough. I think it'll be single digits that the winner is at the end of Sunday.
And we've talked about this, like the Masters, if you bet somebody to miss the cut, that's a tough bet because, what, like less than half of the field, I believe, misses the cut at the Masters. And you have a bunch of guys that have absolutely no chance at even making the cut, probably. So Tiger made the cut this past time. He's done a pretty good job of making the cut over the last year plus, but then he always fades on day three. Could this be the time he doesn't make the cut, or what would you advise there?
I don't believe that Tiger Woods is going to make the cut. I really don't. I mean, we saw how he played the last couple days at the Masters. Now, it was unbelievable that he made the cut this year. Now, I'm glad you brought up about the number of guys that make the cut at the Masters, because the field at the Masters is about 80 players. The field at the PGA Championship is 156 guys. So you basically have half the field playing at the Masters, and at the Masters, a majority of the guys make the cut, right? So that's why the make the cut parlays are one of my favorite bets in all of sports at the Masters. Now at the PGA Championship, you're talking more players are going to miss the cut than are going to make the cut. That's why I built a bunch of to miss the cut parlays. And I would be surprised. I have Tiger in several of my miss the cut parlays, and he is plus 150 to make the cut. And so he is a significant underdog to make the cut this week.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't have him in your super parlay.
Not in the super one. I have him in other ones.
You have this one just on its own,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Save the lottery ticket for the lottery tickets and keep the Tiger under or missing the cut separate.
And part of the reason for that, Dave, is at Augusta, it's so much about course history with guys. Guys who play Augusta well just continue to play Augusta well no matter their age. You can look at Fred Couples for that. He was playing well at Augusta into his 50s. Bernhard Langer, guys like that. But this is a different course, a longer course, the one that they're not quite used to. And so for me, I think it's going to be tougher for Tiger to make it.
You want to do a new segment?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Love it.
Two truths and a lie coming at you next on The Money.
Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN. Now back to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
We're going to try something new here on the Money. It is called Two Truths and a Lie. I'm going to hopefully trick both Ryan and Dave and get you to guess incorrectly on what the truth and what the lie is. But first, I got to tell you guys, you can see us live now, and you can see my Jon Rahm betting ticket from Hollywood Casino Columbus, because The Fan is on YouTube. And so we are on YouTube live. You can go ahead to YouTube and search 971 The Fan, and we will pop up and you will see us and you'll see our beautiful betting tickets. All right. It is now time for Two Truths and a Lie. Guys, first off, I'm going to read off three things. You tell me what's true and which one is not true. All right. Here's the first one. The Dodgers have the most wins in Major League Baseball. Is that true or a lie? The odds say the Carolina Panthers are more likely to go 0-17 than the Chiefs go 17-0 this season. Is that truth or a lie? And then the third one is Jalen Brunson leads the NBA with the most playoff points so far this year. So Jalen Brunson, most playoff points. And then you have the odds on the Panthers and the Chiefs to go undefeated or to go winless. and then the Dodgers with the most wins. What is the truth and what is the lie? There's one lie, two truths.
So I feel like this is an easy one. To me, I feel like it's the Dodgers. Because I don't believe they have the best, the most wins in baseball, and that last one. Well, what was the last one again?
Brunson has the most points of anybody else in the playoffs,
and he like I looked into this earlier with Anthony Edwards, and he was leading in average points a game at least. So I think he's averaging like 35 points a game in the playoffs. At least he was.
They played how many? And did they go to six and?
Yeah, they went pretty far. Yeah, I don't think they had any quick series yet.
So. No. All right, we'll go with that. You seem pretty confident about it. I'm confident in my partner here.
Okay, the lie, that is correct. The Dodgers do not have the most wins in Major League Baseball. They're close. They have 29. The Phillies have 30. They both play tonight, so that could change. But tonight, the Phillies have the most wins
of
Major League
Baseball. Now, that I would have got wrong. I would not have got that they were that close.
Of all teams that the Reds have a winning record over, the Phillies, they can't beat anybody else. Like, you could throw, like, a single-A team out there and be like, well, they lost 3-2.
Well, the past month, they can't beat anyone
just
else.
Well, I mean, they played the Phillies within the last month. The Reds have just completely fallen off the cliff.
So Brunson leads the NBA playoffs. He's actually averaging 33.9 points per game. And then you also have the Panthers to go 0-17. That's actually 22-1. Chiefs to go 17-0 is 30-1. So it's more likely, obviously, that the Panthers go 0-17 than the Chiefs go 17-0. Okay, next one, guys. Two truths and a lie. First one, Scottie Scheffler has better odds of winning the PGA Championship at ESPN Bet than Ohio State football has to win the national championship. Okay, that's the first one. Second one, odds say it's more likely that Tiger Woods makes the cut than Phil Mickelson makes the cut at this week's PGA Championship. And then the third one, Scottie Scheffler has 4 wins in 10 starts this season. That is a higher winning percentage than these current Major League Baseball teams. The Rockies, the White Sox, the Marlins, the Astros, and the Angels. So he's won 4 out of 10 tournaments. Obviously, that's 40%. Is that better than those Major League Baseball teams? All right.
Marlins, which one is the White lie? Sox. Give me the baseball teams again. Rockies, Marlins, White Sox, and there's one
Astros
more.
Astros and Angels.
Astros and Angels. Are all of those teams?
All of them are
under
bad.
Under 40? Yeah, they're all.
All of them
under
are bad.
40%.
Scottie Scheffler earlier today on ESPN Bet was plus 425.
That's exactly what Ohio State is to win the
so
title.
The
425.
Same.
I was going to say if you see, I know Ohio State as of yesterday was plus 425 to win the national
earlier
title.
Earlier today, Scheffler was plus 425.
Okay, so that's a wash. Unless he's cheating, which we wouldn't put that past him, would we? That he'd be cheating right now? I'm kidding. Okay, so let's.
Would I cheat? The answer is yes, but I'm not cheating.
Okay, he's not cheating. Okay, so we're gonna remove that one. Okay, Tiger has a better chance of making the cut, right, than Phil.
Yep.
I feel like that would be true as well. Because I think people are souring on Phil, and I think money wise, you get more money on Tiger making cuts than you do Phil right now.
So we're going baseball.
Oh man, that's. I feel like all those baseball teams are bad.
What's the lie, guys? What's the lie?
Let's do baseball. Baseball's the lie.
That is incorrect.
Oh, geez.
And here is why. Ohio State now on ESPN Bet is plus 350 to win the national championship.
So it's gone down 75 points since yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Well, not 75 points.
You know why?
Why?
Because Ryan Day was on
the fan,
97.1
right?
The Fan.
Yes.
And people heard Ryan Day. They're like, oh, wow. We knew Ohio State was going to be good.
We didn't, on the fan.
We didn't realize this guy was this cool and this awesome.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, now you know. Yeah, he was in here. When I heard he was in here, I was like, well, gotta get my daughters off to school. Then I'm gonna go in and hang out at the fan on a random Wednesday morning, but I didn't do that. That'd be very stalkerish. But I think that's probably why, now that I think about it. I literally did a story for our site yesterday, plus 425, I'm sorry, were the odds. And now Ryan Day comes in the Fan Studios and it's dropped all the way.
Yeah, it's interesting because I saw it yesterday. No, it's plus 350.
Oh, 350.
It's incredible that it keeps dropping because at one point during this offseason, I got it at 7-1. Now it's basically half that. It's plus 350.
7-1 looks great right now.
Oh, it does. It does. When we come back, we're going to do one more, two truths and a lie. And then it's Scotty Doesn't Know. This is On the Money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to Hollywood Casinos on the Money. On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
All right, we're going to talk some Ohio State football. 97.1 The Fan had the honor of having Ryan Day in this studio this morning for a full hour, and there was a lot of interesting things. I liked his comment when he was asked about the defense and how, you know, this could be one of the best defenses that have come through Ohio State, and he gave a nice answer on that. And Ryan, can you play that for the good people?
The first thing is you got to get the right people in the right seats, and I think we've done that. And it started off, like you said, with Cody Simon coming back, and then Jack, and then Tyleek, and JT, and Denzel, and Lathan, and then you add Caleb in there, and then you mix in, you know, Jordan Hancock, who's probably one of the most underrated guys on our team right now. I think he's tremendous, going to have another great year. You know, IGB, you know, Ty Hamilton's another guy who's kind of an unsung hero right now on our defense, really solid player, and then, you know, moving Sonny Styles to linebacker, you got CJ Hicks in the mix. Arvell Reese is coming on, so there's a lot of excitement around the defensive side of the ball. We're going to have to play with depth. It's going to be a long season, but to me, it's all about the mindset. You know, the talent is there, and individually, that's where you try to get better during the spring. You know, how do you get better as a player, technically, fundamentally? And as we head into the summer, now it's the chemistry. Now it's the group coming together as a defense and building that identity.
I love how he takes you through like all the different steps and just like how, like, what spring is about if you're a head football coach, you know, at the major collegiate level. Like, that's about individuals getting better. But now as you get to the summer months before camp, it's all about the team coming together, the chemistry. I thought that was interesting. And yeah, he did just name a lot of guys, but like, what he said about Jordan Hancock, I found very interesting, and Ty Hamilton, calling Ty Hamilton an unsung hero. He really talked up Jordan Hancock. I love it. This secondary is just out of this world. When Jordan Hancock is your slot corner, you got Igbinosa and Burke, who could both be first-round picks. Everybody's talking about Burke, and I agree with that being a first-round pick. Don't be surprised if Igbinosa is. And then the safeties with Ransom coming back. Caleb Downs transferring in. I mean, it's this defense can be... And then the defensive line is just absolutely stacked as far as the starters and depth. I like the linebackers. The linebackers are kind of the question mark on the defense, and I love the linebackers, if that makes any sense.
It was incredible today. It really was. The fact that he spent an entire hour here at the studios doing both Bishop and Friends and Morning Juice, very awesome. I highly recommend go to YouTube, watch these videos, because they are spectacular, all right? I loved he got into the quarterback situation and how you keep five quarterbacks, you know, getting the reps needed that they had to this spring, and how they used two football fields for that to happen. And I thought that was really cool. Kind of got into the history with Chip Kelly and how Chip Kelly kind of recruited him as a player in high school and the relationship that they have going forward. Just incredible stuff. But I will tell you, the highlight of the day for me with Ryan Day was just how awesome he was around these studios. I mean, it is just a really cool thing to have a head coach here at Ohio State that is willing to give an hour of his day. And then, by the way, once that hour was up, he was out in the studios here, just in the hallway talking with people. He did a couple more videos with us afterwards. Just really cool to have a head coach like Ryan Day at Ohio State. And you know, I was lucky enough to go on the Buckeye Cruise this last, actually about 2 months ago, and he was on there. And just the personality of the players on the team and the personality of the head coach is something that Ohio State absolutely has to be very, very proud of.
Well, very well said. Ryan Day is a great man.
Yes.
He really is. He's a great man, and I think he's going to go down as a great head football coach, too.
Yeah.
I really do, when we look back on it. And he's going to get a chance to coach a game at Wrigley Field this year.
Yeah, how about that? That's cool.
It was like 99% this was going to happen, because like Ryan Field's being renovated, for those that don't know. The Bears are playing kind of hardball with Soldier Field, so it was pretty much, you know, we pretty much knew. Our Patrick Murphy wrote a story about this in February. This was fait accompli. I love this, man. I mean, it's just, and this is not obviously the first time there'll be a football game at Wrigley, but it'll be the first time Ohio State's played there. I absolutely love this.
Yeah, you know what? In a game that you would think, oh, Ohio State at Northwestern, kind of sleepy, who cares? It's now a game that I like have circled of, I'm kind of interested. I would love to go out to Wrigley Field to watch this game. And in a normal game, you'd think, okay, Ohio State at Northwestern, whatever. But now there's some intrigue with it.
Yeah, I heard somebody say, like, this is actually on our website on Bucknuts. They're like, well, Wrigley might be historic and everything, but it only holds like 41,000. I'm like, so basically what Ryan Field held,
right?
But a way cooler venue.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? It wasn't like Ryan Field held like 60,000. I do like this. They're renovating Ryan Field. They're making it smaller. And I actually like that. The capacity is going to be like 35,000.
It's what we wish that would happen with the shot, right?
Right.
It's just too big.
If they could do it over again, what would be the 15,000?
Yeah. At 14, 15.
Yeah. I mean, St. John is like 13,900, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be perfect. They could do it all over again. If Andy Geiger could do it all over again, I bet they'd make it about 15,000 at the most. All right, up next is Scotty Doesn't Know on the Money.
More of Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN. Now back to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
We're going to do a little Scotty Doesn't Know in just a minute. But first, you guys are 1-1 in the two truths and a lie. So I got a tiebreaker. You get this one right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose. And it is a college football gambling question for you. Two of these things are true. One of them is a lie. Here it is. First one, Florida State is favored to win the ACC this year. Is that true or a lie? Georgia is favored to win the SEC this year. And then the last one is Utah is favored to win the Big 12. Okay, which of those three is a lie?
Let's think about the ACC. So it's other than Florida State, who could it be? It could be Clemson, could be Miami. I think it's probably Florida State is the favorite.
So, gosh, I feel like you got us on this Utah thing before. I feel like Utah is the favorite to win the Big 12, and we know Georgia's the favorite to win the SEC. I feel like a lot of people are high on Clemson, and Clemson might be the favorite in the ACC.
Well, I did do the national championship odds the other day, the top 12. Mm-hmm. Clemson was tied with Penn State for the 11th best odds at 30-1. Florida State was ninth. So Florida State, to win the I didn't look up the ACC odds. To win the national championship, Florida State was like 20-1, where I was like Clemson was 30-1, something like that.
So this Big 12 thing is basically three schools, right? It's Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Utah.
Kansas State, maybe as well. The Will Howard-less Wildcats.
Just feel like you tricked us on Utah before.
Would I do that? Colorado. Would I try and trick you guys?
Not really.
Absolutely, I would.
Yes, you would.
All right, Ryan. I'll let you pick it, Bids, but I...
What do you think?
I'm really thinking it's the FSU one, but I don't know.
Who would be... You think it's because Clemson?
I think Clemson's the favorite, but I'm
Florida
I'm not,
State definitely has the better odds to win the national championship, but I could see something like where if Clemson's playing them at home, you could be right, where Clemson somehow has better ACC odds, but Florida State has better national championship
remember,
odds.
Remember, Utah...
Especially with 12 teams making it, not just four.
Utah's been a good team. The Big 12 is decimated, and they have a 22nd year starter in Cam Rising.
Yeah, I think I can't think of anybody else who'd be favored over Utah. Okay, let's go with that.
So you guys think that Utah is the favorite in the Big 12?
Yeah.
They are. They are actually co-favorites with Kansas State. So
ding, ding. We even said Kansas State.
You guys were right in the fact that Florida State is not favored to win the ACC. Clemson is plus 260.
I like
Florida State is 3-1.
You know what?
Congrats, you guys passed the first two truths and a lie.
The funniest thing, Ryan, is Scotty thought that we were going to fail, so Scotty didn't know. Hit it.
Well done, guys. I'm impressed.
All right, here we go. All right, we're going to do Scotty Doesn't Know. We're going to do it to finish with this segment. We're going to do all of next segment. Oh, it's all about golf. PGA Championship teeing off tomorrow morning in Louisville.
Okay.
From
Louisville.
We got like, what, 7:15, I think?
Yeah,
I love that it's not like West Coast. That
Tiger
it's like,
is real early. I think he's like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, speaking of Tiger, you know Tiger's won 15 majors, right?
Yes.
And he's second to only Jack, who's won 18. You know 18. That. Scotty knows that, of course. Right? Does Scotty know who has the third most majors ever?
Oh, geez. Oh, my gosh.
Get your finger ready over there, Ryan.
but let me go Bobby Jones.
Incorrect. Walter Hagen.
Oh.
How many? So Tiger has second with 15. Hagen is third with...
How about 12?
Incorrect.
Scotty doesn't know. 10.
Scotty doesn't know. Nope.
11. All right. I was off by one.
Well, you... Okay. Yes. Twice you were off by one.
Twice off by
okay.
one.
Okay.
Right.
So, okay, you got Walter Hagen eventually with 11. Who has the fourth most major championships? It's a tie. Give me one of the two. Fourth most How major about, championships. It's a tie. Give me one of the two dudes.
Did he say it already?
I said Bobby Jones earlier. Is that... can I say Bobby Jones again?
You can. He's
I'm
wrong.
Going to.
Oh!
if Ryan gives you a hint, I wouldn't listen to him.
How about Arnold Palmer?
Incorrect.
Can I get Arnie?
No. You can get no lemonade and...
No iced tea.
No iced tea combined. Okay, it's Ben Hogan, Gary Player.
Oh,
tied
Gary
with
Player.
How many? So Walter Hagen, third most with 11. Ben Hogan and Gary Player have?
Nine. Okay. Let's go.
Give him that week ding.
On the streak, baby. Let's go.
I love we play the music. Scotty doesn't know that if he gets one right, it's like ding. This is the most saddest bell of all time. Okay, last one before we move on to PGA Championship centric. Questions. Okay. Last one for you. Who has the sixth most major championships? We have the top five. Ben Hogan and Gary Player tied for fourth at nine. Who is the sixth most?
Is it Brooks?
It
he
is not.
He has six, right? Is it Phil?
It is not.
Is it Faldo?
It's not.
Give me Nick Faldo.
It is an American.
It's an American.
So it's not. So like you're on the
Did
right
I,
track of the first
well, how
two.
How about Arnold Palmer?
No. Had at the British Open, I think, somewhat recently within the last 15 years that gave it a run.
Tom Watson?
Yes!
Okay.
Attaboy.
Great hint, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Got
up
second.
Next is more Scotty Great. Doesn't know on the money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN. You're listening to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
Welcome back to On the Money. Dave Biddle, Scotty Vegas, Ryan Baker. It's time for the continuation of Scotty Doesn't Know. This is a PGA Championship themed version. We're going to go multiple choice for the first time in the storied history of Scotty Doesn't Know, which lasts about 2 years, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just over 2 years. It was hatched March Madness of 2022.
At the casino, right?
Let's go with that. Yes. Okay. That's where most of our great ideas come live from Hollywood Casino.
That's right.
Columbus, the sports book. Thank you very much. All right. Where was the first PGA Championship played in 1916? Was it in A, Bronxville, New York?
Okay.
French Lick, Indiana? Or Frisco, Texas?
French Lick. I can't think of major courses in French Lick.
Oh, what about Larry Bird International?
No. So I'll go A in New York.
Yes. Okay. You got it. Bronxville, New York was the first site of the PGA Championship. Who did Tiger Woods beat in a playoff at Valhalla?
Bob May?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I was watching highlights of that earlier today.
One of the best PGA champ major tournaments ever. Oh, TV-wise, that was great.
The pointing at the cup, chasing the ball.
That was really good.
That was great.
We're doing multiple choice, and I didn't even get the question out of my mouth.
That one and Rocco Mediate. The US Open was fantastic.
Mm. Great name. Better name than player. Okay, anyway. Who is the only player to finish a PGA championship at 20 under par? Steve Elkington.
Is it Rory?
Rory McIlroy or Jason Day?
Rory.
Incorrect.
Oh!
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Aussie who married a Columbus girl?
Jason Day.
All right, name the oldest PGA champion. Is it A, Phil Mickelson, B, Sam Snead, or C, Julius Boros?
Well, I know Phil won in 2021, and he was pretty darn old, so I'm going to go Phil.
Correcto. Good job, Scotty. This is like more like Scotty knows. Okay, who is the only player to win the PGA championship in three different decades? Was it Gary Player? Was it Jack Nicklaus? Was it Gene Sarazen?
Well, the fact that you're putting Gene Sarazen in this makes me think it's Gene. Give me Gene.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Where are we at right now?
Really?
Wait, what city are we in right now?
Really well done. So it's Jack?
Yes, it's Jack.
Oh,
it's Jack.
I deserve the song.
Jack would have been my last guess there.
I know,
really, Ryan
because it felt
know.
The most obvious answer, and yep. You always try and trick me up so you can play that darn song.
I don't always try. Sometimes I help you. Okay, yeah. I'm not going to help you anymore, obviously, now. Of the three players missing the PGA Championship for their career Grand Slam, who has been the runner-up the most often? Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, or Jordan Spieth?
Arnie.
Correct.
He got a lot of second place finishes.
Give that man a half and half. Yeah, let's move ahead here. Okay, I don't like Greg Norman, so I like this one. Greg Norman is the only player to lose all four stroke play majors in a playoff. Who beat him at the PGA Championship? Was it the great Bob Tway? Was it Paul Azinger? Or was it Payne Stewart?
I'm going to say that it was Bob Tway.
It was not the great Bob Tway.
Oh. Paul Azinger.
Yes, it was the almost as great Paul Azinger. Yes.
I want to say that Greg missed a short putt, too, to win it, if I remember correctly.
Him choking in a major sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and he did it many times. Two more. John Daly is the last alternate to win the PGA Championship. Whose spot in the field did he take at Crooked Stick?
Oh,
was
geez.
It A, Nick Price, B, Fuzzy Zeller, C, Ian Baker-Finch?
I love Ian Baker-Finch. Give me Ian. Let's go Ian.
Incorrect.
Oh! Who'd you say? Gary McCord? Was that one
Nick
of the...
Nick Price or Fuzzy Zeller you're down to?
Give me Fuzzy.
Incorrect.
Oh! All right, give me David Fahrerty. Who was the other guy you said?
Nick Price.
Fahrerty.
Ken Venturi.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, last one. Which player won the PGA Championship in his first time ever playing a major? Was it Rich Beam? Was it Keegan Bradley? Or was it Colin Morikawa?
I think I know this. Is it Keegan Bradley?
Yes!
Woo! Thought about naming my son Keegan.
Okay.
was vetoed on
and, that. And what'd you go with instead?
Because I had a nice big bet on Keegan in that tournament, and I thought, oh, that'd be a great name to name my son.
And what's your son's name?
Spencer.
I think made a good choice
yeah,
there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Carrie made that choice.
Yeah. But see,
good job, Mrs. Vegas.
If I was naming kids after big wins, I'd be naming, I would having a, be having a lot of kids and having a lot of names. So there you go.
All right. Well, there you go. And up next is Best Bets on the Money.
More of Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Now back to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Well, Scotty, my friend, apparently you have a lot of work to do when you get home.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Gotta get right down to business, huh? Okay. Speaking of getting right down to business, it's time for Best Bets.
Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas both think they're right. Chances are they're both wrong. On the Money presents Best Bets.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. If you need a driveway, garage, patio, even an in-ground pool, Maxima Concrete are the guys to call. Schedule a free estimate today at MaximaConcrete.com.
All right. Speaking of being wrong, you have to make fun of me. I'm going to make fun of me if you guys don't.
Yes.
I was on the Nuggets before anybody last year, right? And then this year, I was telling everybody the T-Wolves are the team to beat. And then I got 2-0, and I was parading around Columbus. Sometimes I had clothes on. Usually I did. And now I look like an idiot.
Well,
even clothed, I look like an idiot. Like, I look like a complete idiot, and you need to make fun of me.
To be fair, I'm not going to make fun of you too much. To be fair, I was right, you were wrong. Okay, that's what I'll go with. Because I did say the Nuggets were not dead. You thought they were dead, and you started to get a little too excited. But all of us, when we place a bet, we have that little feeling that once we get up, you start thinking and you start counting that cash. Oh, I'm going to spend my money on this. I'm going to spend my money on that.
Oh, so many extra margaritas when we're in Bermuda.
You're going to
Put and Bay.
And Ben's, in your defense, you weren't the only one. There were a lot of people in the sports world, even the NBA world, that were like, Timberwolves, they're going to sweep them. It's over. And
I didn't think they were going to sweep them. But when they got up 2-0, I was thinking they will win the series because they've won the first two in Denver. And Denver, like a true champ, didn't just go to Minneapolis and win two. They went there and smoked them.
And the next three have not been close, right? You win the first two, and then the next three, you get blown out.
And you get blown out again in Denver, exactly.
Yeah, so that's been wild. Actually, I remember checking the odds on Denver after being down 2-0, and they were 12-1 at that point to win.
And you said at the time you like that bet.
I know.
This is why you need to make fun of me.
And I'm so angry at myself for not placing it.
You're being so nice to me. All right, give me some more best bets. Now, for those that missed the first segment, let's circle back on best bets. So 18-1, if you're looking to make a good PGA championship bet, Scotty is going with John Rahm 18-1. And if Scotty likes it, I like it. John Rahm 18-1 is our best bet to win the PGA championship.
It is. And I got a little paper ticket right here. You can see it on YouTube right now on the Fan YouTube page. It is John Rahm 18-1. I feel really confident about it. I love it. I'll give it a little kiss. The smooch. And I'll tell you, I'm so superstitious, guys, that once I declared that I thought John Rahm was going to win after doing all my research this afternoon, I went in the backyard and I said, okay, if I get this shot close, then my bet is going to come through and come true. And I buried that putt. So
attaboy.
I feel extra confident. And yes, I am superstitious. I go back in the backyard and hit a putt. And if it goes in, then I feel like the bet was a good bet. And if I miss the putt, then that bet was trash. So that's where we're at. I feel good about Rahm going in. But I have two more names I want to throw out at you real quickly. I've got Ludvig Åberg also at 22-1.
That's spelled how?
Ludvig Åberg. It's actually A-B-E-R-G.
Åberg.
But it looks like
he's
Åberg.
He's a distant cousin of Max Asmus, apparently.
Yeah, it is an Åberg, not an Åberg. So I got him at 22-1. And then the last one, I know you guys think this is a terrible pick. But Rory has won two tournaments in a row. He played unbelievable on the
That's
back nine
trash.
Last Sunday, won the Wells Fargo. And while he was en route winning the Wells Fargo, I placed a nice big wager on him this week. So I got Rory, Åberg, and Rahm. Biggest ticket I've got is Rahm, though.
Last time Rory won a major, was it 11 years ago?
It's been a while.
So you're saying the
until
drought,
4 days
you're
from
saying
now,
he's
2014,
due.
Right at the same course.
2014,
that's right.
Oh,
same course,
the same course in
Louisville. Exactly.
After
what's
interesting.
Happening.
Interesting.
After a breakup.
Oh man, I think you're going to talk me into Rory. No, you're not. No,
yeah.
You're not going to talk me into.
Broke up with Caroline Wozniacki that year.
I do like that. Yes. Yes, the pro tennis player.
I love
and
her,
she,
too.
She retired, and then she came back. She's back now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really likable player, too.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's retired at a very young age, which is not rare in tennis, and then came back. All right. And you also like, who's the other one you like? Is it
Åberg, yeah. Rory, and Rahm are my three big ones. And then, guys, this to make the cut and miss the cut,
yes.
It is maybe the most fun bet that you can place out there. And so I did a little to miss the cut because, again, more than half of the field misses the cut at the PGA Championship. So it's a lottery ticket. It's $37 to win $20,000. And it is Brian Harman, Tom Kim, Lucas Glover, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Rye, Phil Mickelson, Luke List, and Chris Gotterup. I hope they all suck this week. They all miss the cut, and we head to Bermuda with $20,000.
Put the hex on them like my great-grandma used to.
They all suck. Lose.
And give me the odds again on Tiger Woods to miss the cut.
Well, to make the cut is +150. To miss the cut, -225.
-225?
Yeah, so
jeez.
Expected to miss the cut. And honestly,
I was going to put some money on Tiger to miss the cut. I don't know if I'm going to now.
Yeah, the value is not great.
No.
But it feels like he's going to miss this cut. This is a really long course, a tough walk. I would be surprised if Tiger makes the cut when over half the field is going to miss the cut.
his modus operandi over the last year and a half is make the cut and then either just completely go off the rails in like round three or like just completely withdraw from the tournament.
I
tend to think maybe I'll bet on for once for Tiger to actually make the cut.
Nah.
No, don't do that.
No.
All right. I'll follow you. I'll follow your lead. You know what you're doing. That was our show for this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. For Scotty Vegas and Ryan Baker, I am Dave Biddle. This has been On the Money.